Hunt, hunt, hunt.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to try to power through here, but I am playing injured. I am blind, just so everybody knows. If I don't have my contact lenses in or my glasses on, I cannot see. And y'all saw in the last segment, if you were watching on the YouTube stream, my left contact lens just started to like go haywire on me. I was laughing at Chewy. My eyes started to fill with tears and the rest is history. And now I can't see out of my left eye. You could argue, what do you need to see for to talk on the radio, Jen? Excellent point by you. But I'm trying to keep you posted here on the situation. Let's bring Jason Wilde in. I'm sure having another voice is going to help me get through this. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
Does this make you like Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Jen Left Eye Latta?
Exactly. It's exactly right. Might burn down a house later. Who can tell? Who could say? That was Andre Rison, right?
Would
that was his house?
Yes.
Yes, it was. Yes. Would it be Chewy's, Gabe's, or Josh's?
Well, it's not mine. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not going to burn down my own house. We were just talking about Mother's Day, Jason. Obviously, it's right around the corner. Hopefully, most guys have got their Mother's Day gifts procured, if you will. But we actually had some people who said that you don't have to buy your wife a Mother's Day gift because she's not your mother. Where do you stand on that?
I would disagree. Although, as our girls have gotten older, I have become more of a gift facilitator, helping them put together whatever like gift basket they each want to do for Paula. So I guess I'm a little bit in the middle, but back when they were little, I was definitely getting Paula Mother's Day gifts. I guess maybe sort of on their behalf, but I love Mother's Day, man. We always make her breakfast, and it's a big holiday in our house because we got a pretty good one.
Jason, what's going on with Jair? I've seen reports San Francisco's interested. I hear reports that they're close to getting a deal done. What's your gut telling you?
Yeah, I see those same reports. I've said this, I feel like, 1,000 times now. My feeling is that everybody needs a fresh start, and staying together for the kids is not necessarily the right move. I just don't see this as a happy marriage. And so, you know, if the Packers are like, well, we're not going to find anybody else, and Jair's going to be like, well, not sure I'm going to find a better situation than this, and this one isn't that great, and they stay together for that reason, I don't love that. Now, you know, again, I can tell you without a tiny little piece of doubt that there was frustration in that building for a lot of people last year. This year had started off so well and was so different than 2023 with him. So I don't know how that just all goes away. Maybe it's convenience, maybe it's need, whatever it might be. I don't rule anything out at this point. But all along, I felt like of the three options, trade, was the most likely scenario.
Sounds like we lost Jason.
Jason, you back?
I'm coming up on Sun Prairie. I don't know how you guys get up so early in the morning, by the way. I am struggling. Yes, Bristol. Apparently, the Sun Prairie Bristol exit needs better reception.
Sounds like you're back.
I don't know what the last thing is that you heard, but The bottom line for me is, if you're asking me which of the three scenarios is most likely, trade, release, or reconcile, I still believe it's release.
Jason, is there a timeline on this thing? I know that it feels like we are belaboring the Jair point, but man, if it could just get taken care of, I feel like it would relieve a lot of pressure. We're going to talk a little bit later in the show about what is the position that each team needs to address the most, or still needs to address, or is the biggest hole, or however you want to like designate it. And I think we're sort of debating between defensive line slash edge and cornerback, in part because of the Jair situation. So do you see this getting resolved soon, or are we still a month out?
God, I hope so. Look, there's a reason why I asked LaFleur, you know, publicly, if Jair was taking part in the on-field work at the off-season program. And he acknowledged no. Now, we'll see, does something like that change on Monday? I don't personally think so, because, again, if they don't know if they want him on their team or not, they don't want him blown out his Achilles inside the Don Hutson Center, and then they're on the hook for his entire salary, and they don't have him on the team because he's out for the year. So, there should be a deadline, but if you're asking me what the true deadline would be, I would say when they report to training camp, right? Because by then they will have to have decided, okay, we definitely want him on the team, or we definitely don't, because we don't want to be having him report to training camp and telling him that he can't take part, or we would, you know, I think they I don't know this for certain, but I think they probably negotiated an agreement where they'll pay him his workout bonus even if he isn't actually working out during the off-season program. And if that's the case, then that's another sign of, well, we don't really know if we want you on the team, so we're just sort of going to leave you in limbo here. And this cannot go on forever, especially for someone who talks about this a lot. I hope it does not go on forever.
All right, Jason, this might be a little long-winded, and the questions might be a little goofy.
I can appreciate that.
Okay. Carl Pickens. They trade him to Dallas. Is that more of a sign that Aaron Rodgers? What's his name?
George.
Jason, you know who I'm talking about.
I wasn't going to correct you. Yes. Carl Pickens.
Because he knew that we would.
Great player back in the day. Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
This is George Pickens. I don't believe he's any relation to Carl or Slim.
He looks like a Carl, though. He looks like a Carl.
He does look
like a Carl. He goes to Dallas. Is that more of a sign that Pittsburgh knows Rodgers is not coming, therefore they know they're not really going to be relevant this year? Let's dump guys who are going to be owed a large amount of money. We're going to move on. They're not going to trade for Kirk Cousins because that's something the organization doesn't do. And there's a possibility that TJ Watt becomes available because they don't want to pay him if he holds out. And then my feeling is like, okay, you screwed up one time on the guy and took, who was the guy that hurt his foot out of Wisconsin, Jason?
Vince Beagle.
You took Beagle, you screwed up, you took the wrong guy. Now you can right the ship, and there's a chance that they trade to get him. What do you think about that theory?
I think there's a lot to unpack there, Carl.
Okay.
First of all, I understand George Pickens is very talented. I don't dispute that. Is he so incredibly talented that you're willing to put up with whatever drawbacks or diva behavior, whatever difficulty he creates? I don't know that you are, and anytime a team parts ways with a guy with as much talent as he has, I start to find myself wondering, well, what's the deal here, right? Why would these guys not want him on their team? Because if they're going to get Aaron Rodgers, I would think you'd want both DK Metcalf or Eric Metcalf, if we're using older player names for these guys, and Carl/George Pickens. And so the fact that they don't makes me wonder what the thought process is behind that, right? So I my gut feeling is that they know that George Pickens would drive Aaron Rodgers bonkers, and that they decided, hey, we got him, DK Metcalf, we've got some other pieces. So I don't want to say that it makes it more likely that Rodgers is going there, but he just doesn't strike me as the detail-oriented Aaron Rodgers type of guy. When Aaron Rodgers did earlier this offseason work out in California with DK Metcalf, I just get the sense that this is a move that probably makes it more likely that they're getting Rodgers, and then less likely that, like, they're going to, I understand lots of GMs, including the one that I cover, don't want to pay third contracts, and they see risk involved in that. But I'm not sure that I would ever bet against any of the Watt brothers. So if I'm the Steelers, ultimately I just cave on that and say, okay, this may be a little risky given his advancing age, but we're not going to give away a potential Hall of Famer because we don't want to pay him a third contract.
Jason, what can you tell us about the Canadian quarterback? In addition to, how do you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, I don't know. I need to look that up. I've just written it. I haven't really talked about it much. Taylor, which is his first name. We got to watch out for those guys with two last names. I'll say this. He's a big dude. He does throw the ball. He's got a very live arm, as LaFleur said, and we got to see him do it. The problem is we watched him throw passes to Sean Mannion, the quarterback's coach, one of the equipment guys, who's one of the newer guys, so I don't know him, and into nets. So we never actually saw him throw a pass to Matthew Golden or Savion Williams. Never threw a pass to a guy running a route, like on the move. It was just all drill work. And, you know, I understand Matt LaFleur's reasoning. I'm not here to second-guess him. I'm just saying from a reporter's standpoint, I would have at least a little bit more to go on if I had seen them in a football environment beyond individual drills. And that is all that Taylor, the Canadian quarterback, did during my time watching him.
El Gersma. I'm just not sure which direction to go with the G, but they're saying that he will be competing with Clifford, the big red dog. So we got the Canadian quarterback and we got the big red dog who will be competing for snaps, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, I would assume they plan on signing him. Now, here's the problem. He's got other opportunities. First of all, he'll be in Buffalo tomorrow because he's also been invited to try out at the Bills rookie camp. He was also a second-round pick in the Canadian Football League draft by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, maybe? And so it's not like the Packers are his only option. And then there were 12 other teams that invited him to come to their rookie camps, and he picked Buffalo and Green Bay. So just because the Packers like him and would like to sign him, if I'm him, I'm keeping my options open and figuring out where I've got the best shot.
Taylor Elgersma was a...
Is that Mel?
Hey, Elgersma. Wait, was that me?
That is
that was AI.
That is a fella from 519 Sports Online who had Taylor on to announce where he was committing to college.
Elgersma.
Well,
is that what he said?
He kind of breezes through.
A highly coveted prospect from London. And he's Taylor Elgersma was a...
Elgersma.
All right. You know how we're going to remember that, Chewy? He's the Canadian quarterback.
The pirate.
You got grizzly bears in Canada. Yeah. And grizzly bears say grizzly. That's how I'm going to remember Gersma.
Okay.
All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us and wading through the nonsense with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yeah, I don't feel like I helped much, but thanks for having me.
Hey,
why are you, hey, Jason, why are you going to Sun Prairie?
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm actually on my way to Rockford. We're doing a show from the Hard Rock Casino there, so we're. I left my house at 5:15, and again, much respect to you guys. I don't know how you do it, but this is a long drive, and we're excited for a great partner, but. It's a long drive, and it'll be a long drive home later today.
Jason Wilde, you can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning. Thanks, Jason.
Let me try this again. Take care. Be good.
For your next night out, revel in the fusion and artistry and flavor with sushi at St. Kate, offering guests an elevated experience where freshness and creativity converge in every bite. St. Kate, the Arts Hotel, introduces the addition of a new, exciting sushi menu, and it's in its culinary repertoire. Indulge in the finest seafood, freshest ingredients, and expert craftsmanship for an inspired and delectable dining journey. Experience the art of sushi at St. Kate. You can learn more by going to stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So you mentioned Super Bowls and parties and how they don't go hand in hand, which again is an absurd comment by you two, but it's just one of many on the show.
Dumber thing that Chewy has said this morning. Super Bowls and parties don't go hand in hand, or cheddar is not a top 10 cheese.
On 94.5 ESPN.